Politico, Democrats want COVID welfare provisions to last well beyond the pandemic itself. By Wendell Hasebo on March 15, 2021. The Democrats are looking to expand the welfare state by making aspects of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus package permanent, such as the expanded child tax credit, which went from $2,000 to a maximum of $3,600 per child for 1 year. Politico reported Sunday the Democrats are taking advantage of this opportunity during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Getting something out of the tax code is often harder than getting something into the code, House Ways and Means Chair Richard Neal, DMA, said. What we did is unlikely to go away. Even before the legislation was signed into law, Rep. Rosa DeLauro, DCT, stated, "We have been focused on these issues a very long time. But the moment has met us," adding, "We are ready to move forward with a number of the areas that have not in the past been able to get that traction, that universal support." President Joe Biden believes the bill changes the paradigm by moving away from the theory of trickle-down economics and instead putting working people first. "The first time that has happened," Biden said, "since Lyndon Johnson was president in the 1960s. It's time," he said, "that we build an economy that grows from the bottom up and the middle out." An economic policy and tax expert who works at the Manhattan Institute, Brian Riedel, also agreed. "The prospect of a benefit cliff that will sock the middle class is way too unpopular for politicians to even contemplate. The proper way to think of this bill is as much of a down payment on a wish list of progressive goals that are going to be extended well beyond the pandemic and the recession," he said. Indeed, Democrats are exploring whether Biden's second stimulus package, another multi-trillion-dollar plan that Democrats are hoping to release by late May, could be a vehicle for that move, Politico reported. If that strategy does not increase the welfare state, Democrats may attempt another standalone legislation effort, similar to DeLauro's introduced bill in February. Such entitlement expansion has not excited many Republicans. After the legislation cleared both chambers, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, accused the Democrats of living in a fantasy land where debt doesn't matter, spending has no consequences, and inflation is impossible. However, Breitbart News reported on March 8 that Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, unveiled a proposal on February 4 to provide a monthly cash benefit to families with children. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain stated at the time he was looking forward to seeing what is in the measure. "Really looking forward to see what Senator Romney will propose here. An encouraging sign that bipartisan action to reduce child poverty is possible." Ronald Klain, Echoes, February 4, 2021.